An evil once known must be destroyed. Isn't that how Proudhon put it? Where did his love come from? This love that fuels all fighters for freedom. Two such that we're thinking on today are Nikola Tesla and Prince. Nikola's and Prince's words to us last week are planting seeds. It is that which harmonizes us globally. I mean, I've been kept from thinking with the depth these ideas deserve. So I'm really hoping you guys are going to do that thinking for me. Get that energy flowing and develop these thoughts, because I believe they are key. It is that which harmonizes us globally, that once misery and want are eradicated with the employment of Nikola's inventions, will cultivate common aspirations in us globally. In Nikola's case, what harmonizes us is nature, i.e. the earth and our passion for discovery. And in Prince's case, it is love. And last week we played his song Anesthesia from the CD Love Sexy, which arguably embraces all three. We have many names for this, what I've been calling three-phase power. True power, that which is generated by and generates continuously reproducing balance, authentic, self-created, self-owned, grown, and cultivated life. Discovery, nature, and love. That grouping is arguably more useful, a more useful way of putting it, being more evocative. And one of our goals in freeing ourselves from this system of falsely legitimated coercion is to call forth and gather into our conscious thought process the strong feelings that we repressed out of fear. Evocatively put terms may serve better than mind, body, and spirit. Although evocative must be joined with concrete to truly serve our purpose, the ancestors, the earth, and each other, so we know who we are looking at when we give thanks. At the risk of seeming self-indulgent, until I establish more clearly his incalculable significance in bringing Prince to our weekly gatherings, his murder supports our doing this. He was a threat to those who hold our leashes, and it's important that we understand why. Beyond the evidence of his body testifying to EMF, or the results of the police investigation exposing glaring holes in their official story, back to the original reasons why he was targeted as a threat in the first place. And until we see, which I certainly didn't before being rolled into the gears of the machine, that the entire world we are presented with as infants under class and conditioned to accept as real is false, a construction crafted by hidden actors, and particularly the propaganda machinery known as the education system or the media, because the global state statesmen amassed the means to do so. Until we see this or look at this, recognize the degree to which the media and education is vetted, censored, cleansed of the messages that indirectly, although they speak clearly enough to them who are policing the popular discourse, reject the legitimacy of the state, it may be difficult to understand why an obvious treasure would be treated so hideously. The answer lies in Alice Miller and in our understanding what conditions make it possible for us to be ruled. That's the whole game. That's the point. For them, we must be quote unquote governable. And those conditions being keeping us separated from each other, keeping us from seeing our inherent self-creative power, our endowment from the earth, and that being as well freezing spontaneous feelings in the power-designed imposition of child-rearing, as a strategy for planting obedience, the master's voice, in every child. And of course, as well, the stultification of our thought process, our inability to see the crass falseness around us because of our indoctrination in accepting it as real or legitimate. Prince challenged power on all these fronts, and from a very early age, he began work, quote unquote, professionally, that is to say, earning money by him by as a musician, beginning at age 12. He also displayed his indomitable spirit very, very early, at age 17, refusing to be produced when he was given, insisting on producing himself when he was given a contract. What I believe is that they are starting to eliminate potential princes earlier and earlier. And it is really important that we start to ask each other the question, why do we not value our own human energy, our own souls, our own bodies? How can we keep doing this when it makes absolutely no sense? No non-domesticated animal would consider it. So we need to begin asking ourselves why we don't value ourselves. And I'm very curious how Prince was able to value himself so early. I have my suspicions, but I mean, I have my theories, but I'll need more information as we go. I honestly can't think of anyone else like him, trying to bring all of us together across all the endlessly increasing by power, false divisions the statesmen shove at us via their propaganda mechanisms to keep us occupied and to scuttle the solidarity we need to join together and think authentically, i.e. to think outside of the master's boxes, categories, and premises that they specially designed for us. I can't think of anyone with his courage to challenge the state in the way he did, openly sharing the core, carnal in terms of ownership of his body, nature of his objection, so that we could begin to think about it. He provided his dispute with the music industry as a form of education. It was brilliant. It was brilliant. And of course, now that we've discussed the totalitarian nature of class, we understand that to challenge authority in any of its guises is to challenge the state. The punishment inflicted on him for his courage, the worst being the assault by EMF because he could not fight back, paid for the education all artists who witnessed that courage received from it, paid for their knowledge gained from his example. It may not save them from being similarly assaulted, but if those who read this spread the word, many more may learn that this weaponry exists and that the state uses it along with the tactic of infiltration, a surround with false folks suffocating strategy to sabotage and suppress the so-called disobedient. Discussing Prince then leads directly to discussing Nikola Tesla, which is key. And in this way, the road is paved for all of us to embrace courage, to challenge the state. All this flows from one man's stand, alone. Imagine if we'd had his back and paid more attention to the songs the power-fed media were dissing and suppressing, and discuss their meanings, because we need ongoing discussion to develop our thought and to fully appreciate the gems given us. So much flows from a public stance against the quote-unquote logic of the state, of power, of authority, because we need access to each other's authentic thought process to develop our own. So much flows that lightens the load of those who come after. And we learn so much from challenging power that we need to know about ourselves.